Hello and welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the podcast where each week I explore what it means to be a kick-ass and kind adult in our modern world. Expect strong language and viewpoints, as no topic is out of bounds here. My guests and I will navigate the complete spectrum from wildness to responsibility with compassion and curiosity rather than expectation. I'm Ebony Allard and I'm a misfit turned maven, an author, a coach and your host for Adulting with Ebony. Come on then, let's do this. Welcome to this week's episode of Adulting with Ebony. Today I am joined by Joyce Oladipo, who is an international sex, love and relationship coach for ambitious women who desire to reignite deep, satisfying love in their relationship, experience sexual bliss and awaken deep orgasmic pleasure in their body. She loves anything sexuality and is honoured to be serving and guiding ambitious women from all over the world through her products, programs and coaching services. Rekindling sexual fire, creating strong relationships, and a deeply satisfying life. I am so happy to have you here. Welcome, Joyce.
Oh, thank you for having me. Oh my God, this is such an amazing time. I've been waiting for this. Finally, we got back.
Oh, it's so lovely. So many people, a lot of people, when they're on podcasts, you know, put the introduction to whoever it is before, like after they record it. And I love to read my guests' bios to them, even though sometimes it gives me the fear and I say things wrong. Like, I love to read people's bios to them because it's so often we don't hear it. We don't hear what we do. And, you know, you're doing such great work in the world. So thank you.
It was sinking into my consciousness. I was close to my head that you were reading that. I just love it how people just read what I work, what I do, and it just translates the work into my brain, into my subconscious, and it also makes me feel, I don't know, it just feels good, right? Makes you feel good.
Thank you. With all of these interviews, and when I've just been chatting with people, we've been starting by asking, like, what does adulting mean to you, or what does it mean to be an adult? And I'd love to hear what it means for you.
For me, to be an adult is just really tapping into the places where we have been told that things are shameful, things are not good, you cannot express yourself sexually, you cannot have a voice, you have a big boobs, you are too loud, and just, you know, those places where we bury it thinking that it's not good, just giving ourselves permission to just explore that. Right, that this is the time for me to explore it. Just being unapologetic about it and knowing that when things do come up for us, it's okay. You know, we can fall, we can get criticized, it's okay. We have what it takes to handle this, right? There's no shame about it. It's just really just owning that by just going back into where we buried it and just bringing it all out and just saying, it's okay to have this phases of my life, and no matter what it is, I'm good enough, I'm worthy, I'm going to be appreciated, and just exploring that. Because when I was a child, I was told that sex was bad, I'm going to die in hell if I have sex early, I'm going to die in hell if I have sex before marriage. So I had a lot of shame around sex, I had a lot of shame with fully expressing myself, just being myself, so I buried it deep down somewhere. And now adulting to me in that kind of level is just giving myself permission to explore myself, to express myself, to just be myself, have fun in all arena of my life, in all my sexuality, and just embodying it and knowing that it's just okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just okay.
I love that. I love that because it's so true. And I think often, you know, people perhaps, we know that, you know, part of being an adult or coming of age means that we have this arena of sexuality or sensuality and full expression opened up for us, you know, and at the same time, some of us aren't ready for it, or when it's not talked about, or in the same way as, you know, we're supposed to, in my opinion, like go to school to learn how to survive in the world, and like to, and our parents' job is to teach us to be good humans and adults. And they don't, at least when I was at school, they didn't teach us things like how to apply for a mortgage, or like how to look after our credit, or, you know, what, how the voting system works, or, you know, any of those things. And they also didn't really teach us about the, you know, what it means to have a level of intimacy and safety and to really understand consent and all of these things that we're talking around about around sex. And so I just think it's so important for us to be having these conversations and for us to take the sting and the shame out of talking about it, because really it's a gift, right, that we get to express ourselves in this way.
Yeah, totally. And a lot of parents were just showing us and just telling us, just close your legs or cover up your chest and stop being flirtatious and blah, blah, blah. That's what our parents and, you know, our guidance or leaders or what we're telling us. And that's even what society is telling us, right? They're telling us that we should just close up, that it, we're not given permission to be ourselves. We're just told it's not good. It's bad. And things like that. So to me, as I said, adulting is just giving ourselves permission to explore that and just know that everything is just okay, it's safe, and you can make your own decisions, you can create your own boundaries, and you can say no when it's not right, and things like that. Just taking responsibility for that side of your life.
Yeah, I love that. That's so important. And did you end up in this work on purpose? Was it something that you always thought that you would do?
No. I was a business coach for about 6-7 years. Yeah. And I had vulvodynia, or maybe I can call it vaginismus. I had painful sex for so many years with my husband. I've been married to him for 18 years. And I just realized that that part of myself was just not explored. I hated sex. I felt the shame about it. I was wondering why I'm having sex. So I only had sex when the light was off, like when I had clothes on. And I can literally count how many times I had sex a year, like maybe 4 or 6 times a year. It was that bad. So I decided to explore it because I told my husband I was done, because he was very sexual. I was it at the time, I thought. And I told him I was done and he can just go explore his sex life himself. And he just told me, why don't you work with somebody? You always talk about coaching. I'm pretty sure there's a coach out there, right? So I just went on YouTube and I Googled. I found this amazing lady called Layla Martin. And I worked with her for a year. And I just love the process of working with her, because apart from me really regaining my sexuality back, I was able to be more confident in who I am. I was able to claim my worthiness, my presence, my brilliance, that it just, I literally just shifted to another person. That's how my husband always say it. He's always saying, I would say that you've had sex with someone else, because when I was with you, you were not super hot or super confident. But now you are like really fully in your body and really confident. You're just owning your worth, just going out there and not taking anybody's criticism. And I just managed to get that through sexuality. And from there, I just told my, I just started to feel into it. And I said, I would love to support women that feel this way. And I know there's so many women that feel that sex is bad, or they're not being able to get what they want. They're not getting their needs met. They're not able to show up fully because they have shame around just fully expressing themselves, or they're not also being there for their partner. And a lot of people, and I just noticed a lot of people like that. There are a lot of entrepreneurs that are so ambitious. They're very good at making money, but they can't keep their sexual life together. They can't find a partner, or they cannot, they're not really, you know, who they are in their relationship. They just like, you know, bored in their sex life. They're bored in their relationship. They wish they could be with him and have fun, but they're not having fun. They're just like lost. And I just said to myself, I was that person, right? I was that person. I would love to be able to support women to have it all. But I'm saying that we can all have it all, because we're all growing every day. But if we can have this part nailed as well, I feel that it's just absolutely amazing, because sexual energy is also linked to money as well. You can use sexual energy to tap into money frequency as well. So I was like, if I can support women with this way, that I would just feel so content, because the business coaching was getting boring for me. I sounded like everyone else. It didn't sound authentic to me anymore. I was learning from everyone else, regurgitating what everyone else was saying. But for this particular work, is my truth. It just comes from within. It's my story. So I have a lot more vibe, a lot more energy. I have a lot more, it's true. And when I share it, people can feel my energy, right? And I just feel that this is what I'm born to do. So it feels more real to me. And it's just so natural that people just flow my way instead of me having to push. People just come in. So So yeah, that's how I got it. It was pretty much my own story that got me into the work. And I just fell in love with the transformation process and my own life. I fell in love with it, but I feel that I can be a light for someone else.
I love that. And what I love particularly about that is tapping in on a wound that I see a lot, right? And the wound that I see a lot is I can have this or this. I can have a relationship or I can have a business. You know, I can either focus in on like making money and significance. And I see this a lot, right? In the personal work that I do with clients and the conversations that I have, there's this really interesting link between these two different human needs, right? We've got this human need of significance, the feel, you know, the need to feel special and important and unique and revered. And then we also have this need for union, for love and connection. And there's something really interesting, and that is that from a very early age, and this, I'm generalizing, but a lot of men and little boys are told that it is important for them and their birthright to be significant, to have significance, to go out in the world and be powerful. And we as little girls are taught that in order to obtain our significance, we must do it through love and connection. That if we're loving, if we have really good union with people, then we will get that thing. And somewhere, because it's not equal, this is, you know, all my opinion, but because it's not equal and it's not doled out with like both are available to you, both are human needs, and both of them we need and we get to have both of these things in equal, they're formed some kind of wound. So I very often see men who are like, I'm really significant, I make money easily, I've got all of this stuff, or women with inflated masculinity, right, or masculine essence in them who can do that, but then have a real issue with this other side around like union and relationship and intimacy. And I wonder, is this something that you have experienced as well?
Yes, definitely. A lot of my clients as well, they are experiencing it. And I was there. Right. I could not really, I was fully in the masculine. I don't like to use that word, but I was fully into the bossy mindset. Yeah. And I was making significant money. I was the one paying most of the mortgage, or even most of the bills. And just being with my partner was just a different vibe for me, because right now I love to be very submissive, just like to be playful. I like to play with all the dimension, all the eroticism. Sometimes I could be a slut, sometimes I want to be a child, sometimes I want to be just you know, everything. And at that time I could not see myself. I was just always playing in my head with the boss. But now I've been able to train myself to really you know, give myself permission to just explore that, because the guys in our life, let's just focus on women at this time, is they want to be able to support us, they want to be able to please us in that level, right? And that's something that they're gifted. We all both have that energy that we can be of for each other, but if we don't give ourselves a space, a container where we can explore that, it's a container that we can open, it's also a container we can close. When we have time to be a boss, we can open that container. We can also open this container of pleasure where we can just be who we want to be in that space. And that doesn't mean that we're not the boss, but most of us, we don't know how to switch off that part or switch on that part. We've just dulled it. We just feel that a woman that is fully in her power in her business cannot just be flirty, makes you feel less, or makes you feel weak, or make you feel whatever. So most of us are not spending time in nurturing that side. So we end up losing that side of us because we're not spending a lot of time. But the more we devote some time on this side of ourselves, the more we know how pleasure it is, how nurturing it is to our soul, who we are, and the impact that we make. That's when we start noticing it. But a lot of us, we don't spend time in nurturing that. That's why we actually feel that it's not important.
Yeah, that's so true, right? Like, you know, if we want to develop a muscle, then we spend time honing it and working it. And if we want to develop a skill, then we take our intention and our attention to this place and we practice and nurture it, like you say. And I think so, you know, the world and the landscape right now around these different energies, let's say, or the different containers and capacities that we have, it's a really interesting landscape, you know. And we can talk about how no one knows what it means to be a man or a woman anymore. Or we can look at it as like, you know what, how cool is that, right? There's no definition. There is no like black and white. It's a spectrum. And there are so many shades and we get to choose. And at least that's from where I'm standing, like there's an element of choice and there's also the truth of who we are and what our soul is inside.
And what I also notice with sexuality generally is it's apart from people just having orgasms, I feel that sex is makes a bigger impact in the way we think in life. It affects our brain, it affects our health, it affects our well-being. So we really need to spend a lot of time in nurturing that side instead of just putting it aside. No, we need to spend some time because it does affect the way our brains work. It does affect our worthiness. I mean, trust me, it does affect our health. You know, a lot of people have cancerous diseases. They have depression. They're lost. They're, you know, they're just lonely because they're not exploring their side. So we need to make it a priority. Even if we're a businesswoman, we're a mother, or we're a wife or girlfriend, even if we're single, we still need to spend time in nurturing our pleasure, because it's also part of the hierarchy of needs to have pleasure in our lives, to, you know, to be intimate with someone, to be able to express that and to be able to receive. And a lot of women, we're not receiving pleasure from anyone than just, I don't know, from our personal assistant, but that's not really ingrained in us. If you're getting it from somebody that you really, really love, and so tuned in, tapped in, turned on, it's a different way of receiving that we are all born to receive. And why are we letting it go? Why are we feeling that it's less than, that the money is what's going to make us feel worthy? No, sex, pleasure is something that is so deep. It's just something that you cannot even compare. You can't compare it to anything. When you have that and you have your business as well, or whatever it is that you have, you feel like kind of whole in one way. And also you have your power. You don't have to receive it from anyone else. You can claim your pleasure by yourself, whereas money is always an exchange, right?
I love that. I want to tap into that a little bit more. So this is about, it's, you know, it's really more than just sex, right? We're talking about the exchange of energy. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about relationship. And you touched there on like, it doesn't need to be in a relationship. Like this is just as important. Like you don't get to opt out of this one by going, yeah, but I'm single.
Exactly.
Or yeah, but I haven't met anyone. Okay, so if you're in that place and you we'll do both, but if you're in a place of not being in a relationship and you want to, you feel like when you're in a relationship then you'll start exploring sex, or when you've met someone who you feel safe with then you'll start exploring intimacy, what would you say to that person?
I would say that they need to start living their life now. I'm going to tap into the law of attraction right now. Is we should stop replaying the story of, I don't have it right now. I don't have that partner right now. I don't have this. I can't gain pleasure right now. Why don't you just live it now and feel into it? And then the universe will meet you halfway. So I always tell my single clients that you can claim your pleasure today. You can start feeling into the sensation of pleasure today and believe that the universe will meet you halfway. Because if you don't, you keep on replaying the story that you don't have a partner, you can't have pleasure, you can have an orgasm, then you will never have it because you're reclaiming that. But if you keep making your own sexual practice something that you do, it's a priority in your own life, you are claiming your pleasure right now and the universe will bring it to you no matter what. It will bring it to you. So claiming the pleasure right now, making it your own name. And apart from that, you claiming your pleasure right now allows you to know what you desire, what you want to get from a partner, what you want to ask. And have, and I also believe that when you get your needs met, you're not very needy when you meet a new guy. Because, you show up fully like, I've just self-pleasured myself. I'm fully in it right now. And that radiates that I don't depend on you. That radiates that you're not codependent on your partner or whoever you want to attract into your life or whoever you want to go on a date with. It's like you've owned your pleasure fully and the universe will meet you halfway. But if you're like, oh my God, I haven't had an orgasm for a while and this guy is here, oh my God, and then you're like all over him, then you repel because you're so like seeking your needs to be met right from that person. So I'm always going to say, so I'll say it right now, it's like you claiming your power, your sexual power allows you to stay fully in your power and then the universe meets you halfway. And that also releases the codependency of having someone to have your needs met. And if you're also in a relationship, having your needs met, which is what I did, I could not express myself. I had a lot of shame with expressing myself. I don't even know what it means to express myself. But I started to give myself pleasure. You know, I started to give myself time to do that. I called experiencing pleasure in my body. I mean, literally, having an orgasm made me cry of shame. I hated the feeling. So I had to consistently allow pleasure to stay in my body and start loving it. You know, start loving it and loving it and loving it and loving it. And over time, I was able to receive pleasure from another guy, right? So it was a practice that I had to do as well. So me enjoying pleasure myself allowed me to express myself to my partner. This is what I want. This is not what I want. That also gave me confidence to show up because he knows that, oh my God, I just don't have to always work hard. My woman knows what she wants as well. I also always showed up fully in my pleasure already, but you know, before I'm with him, especially when I'm on a surprise date with him, I'm like already, a jade egg is already in my yoni. I've had a great time before I show up with him and I'm fully sort of in my zone. And when he taps into that, the universe match up and then we have a full blown experience as well. So it, so that would be the angle that I would say if I could, if you're single, make sure that you own your pleasure, the universe to meet up with your desire. And then if you're open in a relationship, you own your pleasure as well. That allows your mind to meet up where you want. Because some women that I work with, they will say, oh my God, my husband's not being able to give me an orgasm. He's not there. He's not present. But how are you showing up for yourself? Are you really owning your needs? Are you really fully owning it? Because when you do that, the universe would meet you there as well. So that's kind of like the law of attraction work that I also do with sexuality. So that also empowers the women to really show up. I know that they don't have to depend on someone else. They can really claim it and the universe will be there.
I love that. I think it's so important, you know, that it isn't, you're not, we're not trying to create some kind of codependent relationship or some independent relationship, that actually this is about co-creating and being in a place of security where you really are owning your power and owning your pleasure and asking for your needs to be met. And, you know, and having a full, you know, you can't have a full on yes until you have a full on no, right? You can't have a no without a yes. So you really, we get to explore this and we get to own it for ourselves and then share it with another human, regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not. What about when people want to approach this with their partner, they want to have more sex, they want to have better sex, and they don't even know, like they feel like saying that to their partner is going to insult their partner in some way, or they're worried they're going to get the words out wrong, you know, how do we go about having that conversation?
Beautiful question. What I tend to do is I don't like to have those conversations in bed because that can be a total turn off for the guy. So what I did was I always set up like a 5-minute conversation. Now it's gone for hours. But before, when I felt like, oh my God, in my bed, I just tell my husband, I said, you know what, do you have about 5 minutes? And no phone, no TV. I really need to share something with you. And I also let him know that he has this time to share with me as well. So I have this thing that I like to practice with my client. I also practice it every day called Desire. Where you share your desires, where you share your fear, and where you share your love. Within that 5 minutes, both of you can share. So the desire is where you just share whatever it is that you desire, let's say sex or whatever it might be, you have that container. So you share your desires around that time. And then you share your sexual desires, whatever that you want to explore, no judgment. What's also important is the partner cannot interrupt. This is not where they're giving you coaching or adding value to the conversation. You just want them to hear. And you want to be of service to them, hear them as well. So you share all your desires, your sexual desires, then you go into the fear, and then you share the fears that might come up for you. You know, no judgment, no nothing. You share your fear. And then the next thing is you share what you love about your partner, because that also makes them feel that, okay, they're good enough. So you're not emasculating them in a kind of feel. And then you swap. And then they also share their desires, their fear, and what they love about me or about their partner. So when you make it a daily habit, it makes the sexual conversation a lot easier. So then you can bring it to the bedroom. And then when you do practice, what I also love to do is I like to show appreciation after we've had a great time. We now go into what I love about that time, that love session that we had together. We don't go into what we don't like. It's more like, what did we love about that session together? And then obviously another time you can do desire, fear, and love again. And then mostly we always bring it to the bedroom again, and then you just share what you love. So it's a gradual process. So I would definitely not say you say it in the bedroom. It's just a total turnout, especially you want trying to get into the mood. You don't say it there.
So much pressure, right? Like
so much pressure.
No, yeah, absolutely. I totally hear that. I think, and I love that exercise. I think that's a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, you share your desires, you share your fear, and then you end, totally end with what you love about your partner. Then they feel so happy and, you know, elated, and they feel that at least they're trying their best.
Thank you so much for sharing that. If people want to find out more about you, about how they can work with you, and yeah, all of the good stuff, where is the best place for them to come find you?
They can go on my website. I have a free gift right now on my website, enchantlife.com/epiclove, which is called Three Minds Blowing Ways to Have Amazing Sex with Your Partner, no matter where you are in your relationship. Three mind-blowing ways to have frequent fulfilling sex with your partner, no matter where you are in your love life. So that's a free gift that you can get from my website, enchantlife.com/epiclove.
Fantastic. So we will put all of that in the show notes so people can click through really easily and come find you. It's been so fun talking to you. Thank you for coming in and chatting with me. Should we end with a little confession?
It was beautiful. Yeah.
So I'm going to see if you've got one, go first. Otherwise, I will think of
one. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm going to ask you the other one. A confession would be I love my partner to pay me for sex. I find it really, really nice and fun. It just lets me work around my shame around being sexual. So I'm trying to tap into the erotic persona of a sloth. So once a month, we just have a great time in a hotel. He just pays me lots of money.
Fantastic. No, I love that. So what's mine is I'm an adult, but there's something about playfulness for me, something about just making it really fun. I think that my kind of fear around sex quite often is that it's going to be really serious, right? That it, you know, that everything has to be perfect and moody and sultry. And like, actually my favorite is where you're falling off a bed and, you know, stuff's falling everywhere and, you know, just the funny and being able to, and the most important part of that is being able to laugh. Being able to laugh with your partner for me is, yeah, the most important part of that.
That's beautiful.
And
I want to add to mine would be, because you were asking about adulting. I would say that for me, it would be more like being able to just be, you know, just be able to cry and, you know, just be myself and don't have to be perfect. I don't have to have my makeup done, my hair, just being very present and just be, when it's time for a hug, when it's time to cry, and just be able to call them and just cry. I know that no judgment, right? It's just okay.
Thank you so much for sharing just a tiny bit of your story and how you went through this process and allowing people to see that it's possible, right? That it's really, if it's possible for you, it's possible for them. And so I really hope that people come and get in touch with you and do
this work. Such a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you so much for all of your support. Please keep listening, liking, rating, sharing so that more people can come and enjoy and engage with us. Really, thank you. I'll see you next time.